Whether fear is good or bad depends on the circumstances involved. Now, it would be foolish not to fear a ferocious animal or a poisonous serpent, and it would be equally foolish to fear the watch care of God over your life. But I call attention to four areas in which fear can be dangerous. Life is filled with paradoxes. One has to do with the subject of fears. On the one hand, it is dangerous not to be afraid. Otherwise, great harm might come to you. But on the other hand, there is a danger in entertaining fears because it can cause even greater problems. So whether fear is good or bad depends on the circumstances involved. Now, it would be foolish not to fear a ferocious animal or a poisonous serpent, and it would be equally foolish to fear the watch care of God over your life. But I call attention to four areas in which fear can be dangerous, areas where you need to be watchful in your daily life. First, fear is dangerous when it weakens your hands in doing what is right. Now, fear can weaken you. God warned ancient Israel that a consequence of her sinful rebellion against Him would be a weakness caused by fear. Leviticus 26, verse 36 reads, "I will send a faintness into their hearts in the lands of their enemies, and the sound of a shaken leaf shall chase them. They shall flee as fleeing from a sword. They shall fall when none pursues, and you shall have no power to stand before your enemies." Now look at the weakness that's caused by fear. What a difference there is between that warning and God's promise of strength upon the same people. Elsewhere, the Lord promised, "One man of you shall chase 1,000. For the Lord your God, He it is that fights for you as He has promised you." The difference between their strength and weakness was that their strength was related to their faith and their weakness was related to their fears. Jesus spoke of the weakness of fear which come upon people toward the end of the age, and He explained the weakness in these words, "Men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth." For men's hearts to fail does not mean that people will have what we call heart attacks and grow physically weak. It means courage will fail. The will to stand and resist shall fail. People will lose the power to make a stand because they are filled with fears. So fear is dangerous because it weakens. Therefore, you be warned and be confident in the Lord Jesus Christ. Secondly, fear is dangerous because it can lead on to other sins. Read the tragic record of the fearful actions of Simon Peter recorded in Matthew chapter 26. Jesus had been arrested and taken away to a hastily arranged trial before the Jewish religious leaders and the Roman civil leaders. Simon Peter followed to see what would happen to Jesus. Now, Peter saw Jesus mistreated, spit in His face, slapped, knocked back and forth before the judges. He was fearful that if they treated the Master that way, they would do as bad or worse to the disciples. So Peter left the house where Jesus was being maltreated. The weather was cold and certain of the guards had built a fire in the courtyard to keep warm. Peter stood by that fire, warming himself and hoping that no one would recognize him as a disciple of Jesus. A young woman asked him, "You also were with Jesus, weren't you?" And he denied that he was a disciple. Why? Fear had taken him, and this was the first step in his sin. He lied. He became so self-conscious and uncomfortable that he left there and moved to another place. A second young woman said to some who were nearby, "This man was with Jesus of Nazareth." Then Simon Peter took a second step of sin. With an oath, he swore that he did not know Jesus. After a while, a third person came to him and said, "Surely you are one of the disciples of Jesus. Your speech shows that you're from Galilee." And then Peter took a third step in sin as he began to curse and to swear, "I do not know the man." Now, why did Peter deny his Lord? He was afraid. Has there been times in your life when your fear has caused you to sin against God? Well, that's the danger in fear. Third, fear is dangerous when it takes away one's testimony. The Gospel according to John chapter 9 reports a miracle in which Jesus gave sight to a man who was born blind. The religious leaders knew a notable miracle had been done, but they did not want Jesus to get the credit for it. So they called the man's parents and asked them about the miracle. But the parents were afraid of the authority of the court, so they refused to say that it was Jesus who had performed the miracle on their son. Now, we might shame them for their failure to speak up when so great a miracle had been done to the one they loved. But before we condemn them, let us ask if there's ever been a time when we were intimidated by bold sinners and so kept our testimony quiet. Over and again, God tells His people, "Fear not." He knows that we will not be a proper witness for God as long as we're held in the bondage of fears. Fear will take away one's testimony, and that's one of its dangers. 4, fear is dangerous when it leads to injustice. John 19 recounts the trial of our Lord before Pilate. The trial ended with the condemnation of Jesus and His being led away to be crucified. But look at the place fear had in that miscarriage of justice. Pilate examined Jesus in personal conversation and by having Him beaten, as was the custom of the day. His examination proved no offense in Jesus. He did not deserve to die. So Pilate announced his intention to release Jesus and let Him go free. But the crowd cried out, "If you let this man go, you are not Caesar's friend. Jesus made Himself a king and has rebelled against Caesar." Now Pilate knew that accusation was false, and yet he did not dare to stand against the will of the people and release Jesus. So he had a bowl of water brought, washed his hands in their presence, and announced, "I am free from the blood of this innocent man." But even so, he turned Jesus over to the mob to be crucified. Now, what was Pilate's fault? He was afraid of the violence of the mob. His fear led to the gross injustice of putting an innocent man to death by the most horrible method of execution known in the ancient world. Fear led to a miscarriage of justice then, the same as it will do today. Now, fear is no small thing. Our study has seen that fear can weaken one in doing what is right. It can lead one into other sins. It can take away one's testimony for God. It can lead one to greater injustices. And so I warn you against yielding to fear. At the time you are afraid, you are in danger of going into error. So turn your heart once and again to God in the words of Psalm 56, verse 3. "What time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee." Learn by experience that, as the Scripture says, whoever believes on Him shall not be ashamed. Now, our Father, we recognize the danger of fear. We recognize how it can weaken us and turn us aside from what is right and proper. And so once again, we ask You to make us strong in faith. We turn ourselves to the Bible, and we open our hearts to the Holy Spirit, and we pray, Lord God, make us a people who trust You and a people who do not fear. In the name of Jesus, our Savior, amen.